On November 23, 1927, in Mexico City, as he faced a firing squad, Miguel Pro stretched out his arms, holding a crucifix in one hand and a rosary in the other. He shouted, "May God have mercy on you. May God bless you. Lord, you know that I am innocent. With all my heart, I forgive my enemies." Before the soldiers fired, he raised his arms in imitation of Christ and shouted the defiant cry of the Cristeros, "Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King!" Blessed Miguel Pro was one of 50,000 Cristeros killed during the Cristero movement in Mexico. This movement began in 1926 in response to the federal government's severe persecution of Catholics. Rooted in the 1917 Constitution and intensified by the Caius Law, the government implemented harsh anti-clerical policies, banning religious orders, restricting public worship, and severely limiting the number of priests. In defense of their faith, many faithful, particularly peasants, rose up against these efforts to enforce a radical secularization. The conflict left behind thousands of martyrs, priests, religious, and lay faithful, who chose to die rather than to deny Christ. Father Miguel Pro was one of those martyrs. He was a faithful priest arrested and sentenced to death without trial on false charges regarding an attempted assassination. He was killed simply because he remained faithful to his priesthood. His final proclamation, "Viva Cristo Rey," became the battle cry of the Cristeros as they fought for the soul of the church. But why did they choose that particular cry? Why Christ the King? What kind of king were they proclaiming? Growing up in Myanmar, my understanding of kings was limited. In school, we learned about the many things of Burma, many kings of Burma in history class. But other than their names and the regions they ruled, I don't remember much else. I also learned about British colonial rule and the subsequent military dictatorship that has gripped my home country since the 1960s. In school, we were not taught about the corruption of the dictatorship, because doing so would have exposed the regime's abuses. But we knew the truth, because we were living in it. My first 11 years in Myanmar were marked by fear. The state-controlled media portrayed the military as a force for good. But once we stepped outside, we knew better. Our goal was simply to avoid being stopped by soldiers or police, fearing harassment or abuse. My parents still recall the terrifying sounds of bombs and gunshots echoing through our neighborhood. Because of these experiences, I had a limited understanding of kingship, especially the kingship of Christ. I knew monarchy was different from dictatorship, yet whenever I heard Jesus referred to as king, I instinctively imagined someone distant, powerful, and to be feared. Those experiences also shaped the way I understood God. Growing up with a father who was away for work for nearly a decade, I struggled to personally relate to the image of God as a tender, protective father. For those of you who were born here, the concept of a monarchy might feel equally foreign or even suspect. Our nation's history celebrates freedom from monarchy, so calling Christ our king can also sound unfamiliar or even uncomfortable. But let's return to the Cristeros. If they understood the cruelty of earthly power, why did they use Christ the King as their battle cry? What kind of king were they willing to die for? The kings of this world rule through power, armies and fear. Christ the King rules through humility, mercy, and love. Earthly rulers ask others to die for them. Christ the King lays down his own life for his people. The first reading today reveals the nature of Christ's reign. A just Savior is he. He shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. His kingdom reaches every corner of the earth, yet he says, "My kingdom is not of this world." Christ does not rule primarily over borders or governments. He reigns over human hearts, consciences, and souls. He is not a tyrant. He is a just king and savior. His kingdom is established not by violence, but by peace. His throne is the cross, and his crown is woven from thorns. The world mocked him as a king, yet it was there, on the cross, that he revealed what true kingship really is. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." He is the king who does not demand to be served, but who serves. The king who does not inflict burdens, but helps us carry them. Blessed Miguel Pro and the Cristeros possessed a supernatural vision. They lived in the world, but were not of the world. They were fully united to the king who liberated them, knowing that true freedom is found only when we surrender our hearts to the one who cannot be overthrown by any earthly power. So what kind of king is Jesus? Not a king who rules by fear, but by love. Not a king who demands sacrifice, but one who becomes the sacrifice. Not a king who takes life, but one who gives his life so that we may live. As we celebrate the 250th anniversary of our country, let us give thanks to God for the many blessings he has given to us. Let us continue to pray for our country so that we may strive to be a people who serve the truth above all else. And above all, let us put our trust in the only King who reigns with justice and mercy, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.